Pipestone drum group is singing at the Cass Lake Powwow. High, powerful melody fills the air. Drumsticks pound in unison, igniting the rhythm of the dancers. Throngs of native and non-native spectators surround the singers, recording the song on MP3 players, WAV file recorders, and digital camcorders. It's powwow time again on the Leech Lake Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota, and Ojibwe culture is in motion. The Pipestone singers have made conscious choices to tenaciously hold on to older Ojibwe traditions. They all have Indian names and proudly represent their traditional Ojibwe clans, eagle, bear, and lynx. They come from different reservations or off-reservation in Minneapolis or other urban areas. Plenty of French, German, and Irish blood runs through their veins too, but they sing as one, and their singing is 100% Indian in style and tradition. Pipestone is a little different from many drum groups in that most of their singers are members of the Medewiwin, the primary traditional religious society of the Ojibwe. Other drum groups have singers who are members of the Native American Church, a pan-Indian religious institution that combines traditional southwestern Indian use of peyote with Christianity. Many more are Christians of various denominations, and some feel they don't belong to any religion. Pipestone is also different in that most of their singers are members of Ojibwe Big Drums, which comprise one of the central ceremonial societies of the Ojibwe. They all attend ceremonies as instrumental parts of a resurging interest in traditional drum culture throughout Ojibwe country. The lead singer, Michael Sullivan, is pursuing a PhD in linguistics at the University of Minnesota and is part of a small but growing cadre of young leaders who seek to preserve and revitalize the Ojibwe language. They all have relatives in prison and relatives struggling with addiction to illegal drugs and alcohol. But they themselves were all at the Leech Lake Powwow in September 2009, sober, healthy, and passionately involved in their culture. Pipestone represents the future of the people as well as cultural continuity, but Pipestone also represents cultural change. They have consciously embraced modern education, clothes, music, and movies while trying to hold on to older Ojibwe traditions. Many drum members struggle to find time to harvest wild rice or make maple sugar as Ojibwe have for centuries. Few of them trap or play moccasin games, and none of them make birch bark canoes as their ancestors did. They're busy going to powwows, working, attending school, and raising children. When they aren't listening to powwow music, they're listening to 50 Cent, Ice Cube, and Eminem. They all have iPods and cell phones loaded half and half with powwow music and hip-hop. They speak to one another in English, with a few Ojibwe words thrown in. Powwow itself is new, and I'm slaying a holy cow here by going into this, but powwow itself is new. It did not exist 70 years ago. It is a pan-Indian combination of Omaha grass dance ceremonies, Dakota war dances, Ojibwe dreams about the jingle dress, and rodeo customs, where dancers who used to parade into army forts in tribal war regalia now parade into the powwow arena in dance regalia for grand entry. There are many types of powwows, but the contest powwow at Leech Lake and others like it involves singers and dancers competing for money. Participants' ability to sing and dance are highly valued, supplanting older cultural ideas of community cohesion, inclusiveness, and respectful generosity. The modern powwow is a welcome, healthy gathering of people from many communities. It's a joyous social event and a source of community pride, but it is not a substitution for traditional Ojibwe religion or ways of life. Powwow is the largest and fastest growing part of Ojibwe culture today. It is everywhere. Leech Lake spends over $100,000 in prize money for its Labor Day contest powwow alone. And Leech Lake has at least a dozen powwows a year, ranging in size from its large contest powwow to several smaller community powwows. Their powwow budget, by the way, is $800,000 for every year. The powwow budget for Leech Lake completely eclipses tribal expenditures on traditional culture and Ojibwe language revitalization. Tribes and tribal people are agents of their own cultural change. Cultural change is constant for all people. French people are French, even though they don't live in castles and wear armor while riding horses. They are still French, even if they don't wear berets and smoke little pipes. Being French is something that's carried on the inside and language, culture, and connection to place. And what it means to be French has changed over time. It is the same for the Ojibwe, whose music, political structure, economy, lifeways, and clan system have changed and evolved over time, in part because of negative experiences with Europeans, in part because of benign cultural change, but primarily by their own choices, some good, some bad. The young men of the pipestone drum are the future leaders of the Ojibwe in ceremony, education, and politics. They are working to preserve ceremonial drum culture and ancient Ojibwe tradition, and they are facilitating cultural change, inspiring and working for the proliferation of powwow culture and the educational, technological, economic, and political transformation of their people. They are a perfect cross-section of the paradoxically conflicting, yet also complementary, forces of cultural continuity and change that define exactly what it means to be Ojibwe in Minnesota.